Good morning. This is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, March 24th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by World Boards and Highline Partners. This morning, the mountains received 1 to 3 inches of new snow with temperatures in the 20s. The wind is 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts around 40 from the west to southwest. Snow will continue today and tonight with 4 to 6 inches in the mountains near Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City, and 2 to 4 inches near West Yellowstone by morning. Winds will be 15 to 25 miles an hour from the west to southwest before dying down this evening, and temperatures will be in the upper 20s to mid 30s. 1 to 3 inches of new snow fell across our advisory area, with moderate winds predominantly from the southwest. This weekend, skiers near Big Sky triggered small avalanches where wind had drifted snow. In steep terrain, avalanches like this could easily push you into or off of obstacles such as trees, gullies, and cliffs. Look for cracks extending from your skis or sled to indicate this instability. If you find it, move to another area. While not ubiquitous, several groups have found surface hoar, a new buried weak layer, under the new snow. Skiers near Big Sky and Cook City have identified this layer on some slopes, but not others. Dig down a couple feet and look for a stripe in your snowpit wall and propagation in your stability tests. Wind will also continue to build cornices that are ripe for collapse. The cornice collapse alone is dangerous, but it could also be the trigger that initiates a deeper avalanche, such as the one outside of our advisory area in the Absaroka Mountains on Friday. Dry snow avalanches breaking near the surface will be our primary concern today. However, wet snow avalanches and deep slab avalanches failing on sugary snow near the ground should be on your radar. Cooler temperatures and snow will minimize wet snow avalanches at high elevations, but if snow turns to rain at lower elevations, the snowpack will quickly become unstable, and it is time to move on. After several weeks of relative quiet, on Friday, two separate groups of skiers south of Livingston, outside our advisory area, unintentionally triggered avalanches failing on deeply buried weak layers. The same day, unstable test results on sugary depth hoar drove our decision to turn around before arriving at our objective in the Taylor Fork. An avalanche on this layer is unlikely, but dangerous. The most likely way to trigger this unlikely event is to find an area where the snowpack is thin, or to be in an area when a cornice falls. The avalanche danger is rated moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low on non-wind-loaded slopes. Assess the stability of new snow, limit your time underneath cornices, and take a couple steps back in order to minimize stress on an already taxed medical system. We will end daily avalanche forecasts on April 5th and continue with general bulletins every Monday and Friday through April. Over the next couple weeks, we will take down weather stations and will no longer receive observations from guides and ski patrol. We need help gathering field data. Please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on the website or email us at mtavalanche.com. At gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 587-6984.